Well, Jimmy, things were going so well for such a long time in that game, weren't they?
Yeah, they were. Yeah, I thought we defended very well, and you know the game plan that we put in, I thought we executed well and denied them and frustrated them, you know, for large parts of the game. And you know, looking at the nature of the two goals, we ended up conceding a shot from distance. I thought positionally, tactically, we could have defended that better just via some simple communication. So we get pressure on the ball and get somebody down the line of the ball, and a penalty. You know, so you know that tells almost the story for me of how well we defended.
And Dwight Gale's taken his goal exceptionally well, hasn't he?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, he's clinical as, and you know, it's on his shift onto his left foot, and he caught it sweetly.
What about the penalty first of all for Villa? Any complaints about that?
No complaints for that. No, not at all.
And the one you didn't get for the challenge on Mason Holgate, how do you feel about that?
Looking back at it, it's obviously a penalty. You know, there's been no intention there and no intent to win the ball, and he bundles him over in the box. You know, and then he's cute enough and clever enough to stay down and pretend he's injured. So you know, obviously frustrated with that incident.
And what about Dwight Gale's sending off?
Yeah, I'm a little bit baffed on that, if I'm honest with you. You know, from my understanding, watching Dwight go and you know go out to take our throw-ins, he always walked towards that direction. He didn't stand and wait; he always went towards the ball. You know, it's a new one to me that every time the ball goes there, you have to jog, you have to sprint to go and get the ball on a restart. No problem with the referee, you know, trying to hurry him up, but you know he's moving in direction of to take the throw. So the first one, I'm a little bit miffed on, if I'm honest with you. And equally the second one, you know, it's a wonderful ball by James. He puts it into an area. Dwight makes contact. He's got every intent to try and get the end of the cross and turn it towards goal. He tried to guide it in, you know, and I'm a little bit, I think it's unjust, if I'm honest with you.
But it's a massive turning point, clearly, in the tie to be without your top goal scorer now for the second leg, isn't it?
Yeah, it is, yeah. We've obviously got Jay, who can play centrally and has played centrally and played down the middle. You know, he's a big, big goal threat as well. And, you know, what it does present itself, it presents, you know, the lads who have been in the wing waiting kind of thing, an opportunity to, you know, to come perform and be a hero. And, you know, we've got some wonderful attacking options and attacking players. We may have to tweak how we play to get them on the pitch. That's something we'll address over the next 24 hours.
So what's your message to the Albion fans then ahead of Tuesday, Jimmy?
Hey, listen, we're in a tie. We've been in a tie, I think, you know. Everybody's aware of, we've, you know, when we've been behind in games, we've responded very, very well. And, you know, the beauty this time round, we've got 90 minutes to go and do something about it. You know, we're 2-1 down. We have to be more front foot. We have to have a better approach offensively. More direction in terms of playing forward and supporting forward quickly. You know, but yeah, we're well within a tie. We'll take lots of positives from that. There's obviously things we can improve on. You know, but thankfully, you know, in the position that I've looked back at the game and viewed the game and you know and thought about the game is, you know, the things that we can amend very, very, very easily.
And what's up with Craig Dawson, by the way?
Yeah, so Craig had a bout of sickness and dizziness. He had a tablet to see if it could settle, and at half-time it didn't settle, you know, so we continued to be sick in the changing room. So that was obviously with the medical staff, and, you know, I'll have to get an update off them.
One other thing, was Rakeem Harper available for selection today or not?
Yeah, he was, yeah. Yeah, it was, you know, as I said before, we've got a big squad, you know, a very, very competitive squad. Probably the nature that we wanted to set up today, you know, kind of lent itself to other people maybe suiting a position on the bench.